Tim, with so much development underway, whether it's the medical campus or Canal Side or Riverbend or some of our neighborhoods, a lot of people are focusing on the future. And yet what's fascinating to me is that there still is this fervent interest in our past, peering into the past. What is it, do you think, that brings this community sense of nostalgia?
Well, we had in Buffalo tremendous neighborhoods, tremendous urban environments, and I think there's a nostalgia or a adaptation. People adapted to the communities they were in, and suddenly, you know, in the post-war era, for many reasons, the environment changed. And we now have the opportunity with people maybe seeing the good things about urbanism and the urban lifestyle of replicating the formula that actually created these things that were nostalgic about. Because the nostalgia is for a place that's filled with interesting things, whether it's a department store, train station, candy store, an office building, things like that. So it's this entire environment that now people are rediscovering the city, fewer people buying cars, and there's a lot of land that can be redeveloped. So I think this nostalgia for the past is a nostalgia for a way of life, which we always can rebuild.
There's been so much interest now in the immigrant and refugee populations in the Buffalo area. And when we look at Western New York's past, that is a very important chapter that really did shape the East Side. It did give rise to things like Sattlers and so forth, correct?
Oh, absolutely. The pre-existing conditions that made a place like Sattlers possible was a tremendously concentrated population that was emerging. They were just getting jobs. They didn't have a lot of money. Their houses were relatively small. So you had people on Broadway for reasons of recreation as well as for household necessities. And if you could create a formula to make your store exciting, accessible, people would literally beat a path to your door. And that was really Sattler's environment. Sattler's was perfectly suited to the environment of what we know as the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood.
The Remembering Western New York show, some of the photos are really stunning to people who are perhaps not 60 or 70 years old. You see Main Street just jammed with people. It's almost like a hockey night, but it's every day, you know? You talked about the possibility of recreating some of our past. Is there any realistic hope that we're ever going to kind of recapture those kind of scenarios?
People are living it now. If you're in Manhattan or Boston or European cities, there isn't a inevitability with what has happened in so many American cities the size of Buffalo. We go up the QEW to Toronto and we see downtown department stores, things thriving. That can come back, and I think you will see it come back because the assets of meeting face-to-face, of growing up in a familiar environment, that's really the future of Buffalo's prosperity. It's how many singular businesses we can develop, how many singular entrepreneurs, mom and pops, and then people will come to that one place that has it. Even in the age of Amazon, there's still the face-to-face and the person who really knows the customer, and the store and the client are adapted to a particular environment, and we have a real chance to reshape the urban environment of Buffalo right now.